In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna.
Fathers, brothers, and sisters, today the Maker of the universe enters Jerusalem. He seated not on a white stallion with 100,000 strong army to escort him, like the king of Babylon. He is seated on a young ass, the lowest of creatures, escorted by street children, like the king of Jerusalem. For he is not the king of Babylon, the king of war and power and pride and riches. He is the King of Jerusalem, the King of peace and humility. And this is only right, for the name Jerusalem means city of peace. So Christ alone, the King of peace, is its rightful King. Children greet him with palms, the symbols of victory, and they cry out, Hosanna! Children are natural experts in approaching the world around them with a sense of wonder. And today we hear the story of the Lord's triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, can we sense the awe and the wonder that those first children felt? St. Gregory of Nyssa says, wonder makes us fall to our knees. Well, any number of us could have said that, actually. As the king enters, everyone is shouting a word not heard anywhere else in the Gospels, Hosanna. But what does this word mean? Basically, the expression means, save us, we pray. Or in other words, we pray that you will save us. One of the only times this expression is found in Holy Scripture is in the 117th Psalm, where we read, this is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. Hosanna. O Lord, we pray, make us prosper. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. So this great messianic prophetic psalm became the cry of all those centuries later welcoming Jesus into Jerusalem. In shouting Hosanna, they were asking him to be saved and proclaiming him as blessed. And notice what King David, who wrote this psalm long before Jesus' birth, mentions. He says that the Lord will enter through a gate. And he mentions that one who is rejected will become the cornerstone. And then in conclusion, he mentions, bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the altar. David's words are a wonderful reminder that what we commemorate today and all this week isn't simply a 2,000-year-old story, but something God has been preparing from the foundation of the universe. Today we celebrate the entry into Jerusalem, but David, speaking by the Holy Spirit, already foretells the true purpose of this entry into Jerusalem. Christ the Messiah will become a sacrifice, our sacrifice. And the same people crying, Hosanna, save us, we pray, will, in a few short days, change their cry to crucify him. Yet today's cry is not overturned by what will be shouted later this week. For Christ has come to save us. And he will do so precisely by being crucified, by subjecting himself to our own madness. For he has come to save us from ourselves. And it had to be children, didn't it, leading the way? For it was the children in their innocence who could speak this great truth at this great moment to the whole world. Hosanna. For it is Christ who does save us. And the children's palm branches are indeed tokens of victory. For victory comes through the tree of the cross. Our Lord hears these cries of Hosanna, and he hears our cries to crucify him. And in his great love for us, he allows himself to be crucified when we're against him, in order to do precisely what we had begged him to do while we were on his side. Humanity cried out to be saved, and he didn't forget. He will carry today's cries of Hosanna to the place where he can actually fulfill them. He will become the sacrifice. He will use our sin to break the bonds of sin and death forever. And he will do all of this, not because we've done anything to deserve it, but because despite our inconstancy and our failings, and our weakness, he loves us. He just loves us, and he will never stop loving us. And because he loves us, in a few days, he will suffer greatly. In the coming week, Great and Holy Week, the church calls all Christians to stand with our Christ, to witness what occurs to him, to endure his shame, to keep vigil. This week, the church calls for the world to stop. Great Lent is now over. Congratulations. We were called to go quiet to the world during that time. Now, we are called to an even greater stillness. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we begin to relive the dramatic events in Jerusalem of this week. On Thursday morning, we come to celebrate the Last Supper, which was and is the first liturgy. On Thursday evening, we gather for the beautiful service where we recount all of the details of Christ's betrayal, of his trial before Pilate, of his scourging, and of his crucifixion. On Friday afternoon, we stand as Christ is taken down from the cross and laid in a tomb. And on Friday evening, we shall process with his funeral bier and sing together the lamentations around his tomb. Then, on Saturday morning, after the holy baptisms, we shall witness the first resurrectional liturgy with the changing of vestments from purple to white and the shattering once for all of the very gates of death and hell. And then on Saturday at midnight, we will stand with Christ as he himself makes clear his bright and glorious resurrection. According to holy tradition, Holy Week is the time when Christ's presence amongst us is felt most clearly. Metropolitan Anthony Bloom asks, how can one who will not come and stand with Christ through this week yet call himself a disciple of Christ? The church calls, he says, every Christian of every generation to enter into the mystery of Holy Week. Close quote. Brothers and sisters, let us be like little children. Let us put away every worldly calculation and free ourselves from any laziness. And let us, on the western slope, be the church this week, standing with all the household of God, with the Mother of God, with St. John, following our Lord Jesus Christ to the cross, and through the cross to the grave, and from the grave to his glorious resurrection, his victory and triumph, being resurrected ourselves this week, together with him, to the eternal and unfading glory of God. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord.
Amen.